Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. I'm here at beautiful Stowe Stadium at Kalamazoo College. Boys 18's third round going on. They're all looking tough out there. We're here this afternoon with...
Daryl Davies.
And your role at this tournament, Daryl?
I am the referee.
That is very exciting to have you here. It really is. Now, I want you to take this opportunity. First, I'd like you to tell us what you'd like to talk to parents about and what you'd like the players to know. So let's start with the parents. What would you like the parents to know?
Well, with regards to the kids that play in this, I've been a tennis parent myself, and as well as a college coach myself. So I've kind of seen this tennis thing from many angles. But I think the best and simplest advice I can tell parents is be parents. And don't worry about being coaches or medical people. Usually at national level tournaments, those things are taken care of, or you have your own coach. But be a good parent. Be supportive. Win, loss, tie, doesn't matter. But allow your son, in this case, it's a boys' tournament, but allow your son to do his best and support him no matter what.
Thank you. And what about the players? What would you like to tell the players?
Well, this is a very demanding, all the players these days play very demanding competitive schedules all year long. There really is no season on and off in tennis anymore. So I think for the players, the most important thing I can recommend to them is take care of their bodies. You know, good nutrition, good flexibility, good stretching before, good treatment after. Because although they feel young and invulnerable, as we may remember ourselves when we were young, that tournament schedule catches up with them, and we definitely see it in this tournament because it's one of the last ones of the year.
How long have you been the ref at the National Hard Courts?
Well, I've been doing referee work here for probably 20 years, but I have become the singular referee for 7 years ago when David Markin, who was the previous referee for 45 years, decided to retire from that job.
And finally, what is your favorite part about being here and being involved in the National Hard Courts?
Well, that's a tough question because I have a lot of favorite parts, but my favorite part is when I step back and realize the amount of effort on this community's part to put this on. I won't bore you with lots of numbers, but when you realize that we have 450 or so players in the tournament, and it takes about 1,000 volunteers to pull this thing off. So as the previous director, Rolla Anderson, said to me many years ago when I first started this, he said, "Daryl, I want you to know that for every player that walks out on court back then, there are 4 volunteers that played some role to enable that player to play." So we're at least at a 2-to-1 ratio at that now. So that's a favorite part. It makes me appreciate, the holistic nature of the tournament.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You know, I've been interviewing people for the last few days, both coaches and parents and players, and almost across the board, everyone is so appreciative of the city of Kalamazoo, of the volunteers, and how well-run this tournament is. So it is appreciated. All the hard work is, and volunteers are appreciated.
Yeah, well, we certainly appreciate that as well, and hopefully if anybody out there in tennis parent land has any recommendations, if they're son has played here or even somebody else's son they knew played here, and if they ever have any ideas about how we can improve this event, certainly we're open to those suggestions because we're always trying to make it better.
Well, I thank you so much and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.